listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind? You just brought up Texas. Now, Quinnipiac poll is saying that Biden's ahead of Trump. Well, what do they expect? They keep letting all these illegals into Texas. You know they're going to flip that state from a red state to a blue state. Republicans Yes. should be ashamed of themselves. Speaking of Texas, they know that I heard they had some guy on yesterday, Michael. I don't know if you had a chance to see it on Fox News. He's saying they're building like 42 miles of wall in a three-month period. And a lot of it's being funded by private donations. You heard about that?
Yeah, I've been hearing about that.
I can't remember the gentleman's name.
I think that's the only way this wall is going to get built, is by private donation and private, private activists. Because, we're seeing Congress and Trump battle each other over this whole thing. And it's just a huge mess down there on the border. They're already running out of money there. In fact, I'm looking at this story from the Washington Post. Apparently, they're so short of money down there on the border, the U.S. has been forced to cancel English classes, recreational programs, and legal aid for the unaccompanied child migrants. And,
yes, Michael.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, Michael, on the news, on One American News Network today, they were saying in L.A. County, there's 42 kids per classroom. That's how bad it is. San Diego is the same way. San Diego, L.A. are overwhelmed. They're just overwhelmed with the kids. And they said something about their kids sleeping on bus benches and all this. But, Michael, getting back to Joe Biden, though, this guy's son was taking $55,000 a month from the Chinese. And this guy is no worried about Donald Trump and Russia collusion when the Chinese are the ones that really our enemy. They're the ones that really want to take the United States down. It's not Russia. It's China. And you got Biden's son not being investigated for $55,000. Who makes $55,000 a month, Michael? I never heard of that. I mean, well, this guy Biden is a nutcase. He said he walked into the Civil Rights March, which CNN was mocking him on that one. I mean, this guy is a fruitcake. He grabbed kids, and this guy's winning Trump in the polls in Texas. Come on. This Quinnipiac is the same one that said Hillary is going to win by 80%.
True.
The same poll, I remember 2 weeks before the election, Hillary's got it in the bag. Hillary's going to win the election in the last landslide. Quinnipiac. Who the hell? Who are these people? These morons. And then you got Biden's son not being investigated for getting fit. How much tax did Biden and his son pay on that money from China?
Well, it's a valid question, but China, it's not just China. I think Biden's son, there was another deal, I think, with Ukraine. And all of it, of course, when Biden was vice president.
Yes. Michael, they didn't have on the news today that Donald Trump, the judge ruled in his favor for the wall. I think I heard today on One American News is saying he's going to get $6.2 billion for the wall, or $6.4 for the wall, and he can get that money immediately to start funding the wall. So I guess that's a plus for him on that. So I heard that
on
One American News.
Well, that's a plus on
him for
that.
One American News is the only one to tell the truth, Michael.
Yeah, but Congress is still, especially the House, they're still trying to find some way they can stop it. And the only reason the judge ruled in Trump's favor is the judge basically said, I don't want to get dragged into this mess, that it's really between Congress and the president. And I don't think they're going to give up. I mean, the Democrats are desperate to flood this country with illegal Democratic voters, and they're not going to stop
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Look at California, Michael. It's gone. Matter of fact, they had an earthquake in Fontana, I guess. And they're saying that's all like agricultural. I mean, they're bringing these people into California by the hundreds of thousands. There's, 7 million illegals in California? And they're screaming
There's 7 million just in L.A. County.
Yes, yes. And that's not counting San Francisco and probably San Diego. I don't know. This is absurd. And, that's the place of Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan, when he did that amnesty, was the worst thing my father used to say to ever happen. When he went, when he caved into those 2 million, 2 million back in 87, I think it was, he gave him an amnesty. And he even said, Ronald Reagan said before he died, that was the dumbest thing he did as a president. That's the one thing he regretted doing. But California's gone. It was the land of milk and honey, Michael. It was the land of milk and honey. Now it ain't. Now it's the land of the poop control.
Yes.
Poop and urine control. It's unbelievable what's happened to California. It really is. It's a shameful event. And I'm telling you, Michael, I've been saying this for weeks on your show. Until I see Trump arresting these Democrats from Sanctuary City, I don't believe any of this crap. I really don't. I don't believe anything. Because when they're allowing the aiding and abetting and the sedation of our nation, that is colluding with the enemy. Let's call it what it is. And there, nobody's being arrested for this. It's like Hillary bleached Bittner BlackBerry, and nobody did nothing to her. Hillary should be locked up in jail worse than Manafort. Guy Manafort's going to Rikers Island.
Yes. Well, that's not been confirmed yet. I know it's been reported. It hasn't been confirmed yet. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to tell you about the Danish elections. The latest results is that the Social Democrats and the Venstre, which is the communist in Danish, is going to probably get in. But there are two new parties, anti-immigration parties, that came in as well. So now they have a total of about three or four anti-immigration parties in the Danish parliament. Let me tell you about the Social Democrats. It's a difference in the Danish Social Democrats and the Swedish Social Democrats. The Danish Social Democrats have a really hard line on immigration. But the Swedish Social Democrats, as you know, that they've already brought in the ISIS fighters, and they're thinking about rehabilitating them, and they'll probably
good luck
end up,
on that
you
one.
Know, yeah, exactly. They'll probably end up in some daycare center somewhere. But that's the way the difference in the Swedish and the Danes are, the political parties. It sounds like the same, but the Danish Social Democrats aren't like the German or the Swedish Social Democrats, like Merkel, you know. And another thing I want to talk about is that Tom was talking about Biden, and I think that he's not a good candidate. I hate to say this, but I have a bad feeling that Hillary Clinton is coming in again.
Yeah, I mean, she's making a point of getting on out there and getting as much FaceTime and TV time as she can. That's not how somebody who's retiring from politics behaves. I mean, she's out there. What, she's the keynote speaker at a cybersecurity conference? I mean, what a joke that is. But it gets her face out there. And, of course, every place that she goes and speaks, all she does is bash Trump. So, yeah, I'm very concerned that she's going to try and step back in. And I'm going to have to back Trump again.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are now open. So getting on back to the economic news here. And there's an article that came out of Russia Insider, which really gets to the nitty-gritty about why there's all this hostility and Russia bashing and China bashing. Basically, Russia and China are lining up partners for this massive Eurasian trade network. They call it the One Road, One Belt. But the ultimate plan is they're going to be multiple lines that just crisscross over Russia and over Asia that are going to link the manufacturing facilities in Asia with the markets in Europe, and the products are going to get there much faster, much cheaper. The United States can't compete with that. And that's why there is all this hostility. The United States is desperate to drag the world back to the post-World War II years where everybody's trade went through the U.S. dollar and was being shipped around the world on U.S.-flagged, U.S.-built cargo ships and tankers. That world doesn't exist anymore. Story coming on out of Zero Hedge here talking about a new robotic warehouse. Now, Amazon is already doing this, and it's going to disrupt the labor force. So down in Atlanta, which is a major warehousing center in the United States, they have opened this new robot-powered warehouse in McDonough, Georgia. It's undergoing pilot tests and will begin operation sometime later this month. And it was built by Project Verde, which is a startup trying to compete with Amazon. And it's responsible for automating the warehouse. But we're looking at automation could eliminate 20 to 25% of current jobs. That's 40 million displaced workers. And of course, this being warehouse work, it's going to hit the bottom 90%, actually the bottom 30% of Americans the hardest. And I know everybody loves the automation idea, and robots are fun. But nobody's thinking about the long-term economic implications. They're only thinking about the next quarterly report to the stockholders. All righty. A new study has found that 10% of Americans now own 70% of all the wealth. It's an increase. Once upon a time, the United States had the largest middle class in the world. But we're headed to a society where there's going to be the ultra wealthy and everyone else. The system has been hijacked to funnel as much wealth as possible to the very top of the financial pyramid. And that means the rest of us, we are deeply struggling. And when you're just barely getting by from month to month, all it takes is one bad break to knock you completely out of the middle class and into poverty. Now, they're trying to make it look like we still have a large middle class. They've redefined the poverty level downward. So even the last week you would have been considered poor, this week you can say, oh, I'm middle class again. I'm lower middle class, but I'm middle class. Over in Lordstown, Ohio, speaking of the middle class, the laid-off GM workers are fed up with the country's political and business ruling class saying nobody has our backs. And for months, the community of Lordstown has had to grapple with GM closing the region's assembly plant, which cost 1,600 American workers. And since 2017, GM has laid off about 4,500 American workers across the state of Ohio. So the GM plant closure is also expected to leave more than 8,000 American workers jobless in around Lordstown, as well as cut out about $8 billion in economic activity in the area. Meanwhile, GM has announced it will manufacture new vehicles in South Korea, while GM CEO Mary Barra still plans on idling three more manufacturing plants, two in Michigan, one in Maryland. And that's a slap in the face to the American taxpayer, because remember during the automotive crisis, when GM got bailed out at taxpayer expense, well, there's gratitude for you. You know, thanks for the handout. We're back on our feet. We're going to close all the factories and go someplace else. Now, the International Air Transport Association has published a new report for global air freight markets. This is sort of the aviation equivalent of the Baltic Dry Index. And this report is showing demand plunged 4.7% in April over the same time last year. It's another indicator commerce is slowing down. And, of course, the trade wars do not help. So getting on back down to that southern border, Trump is threatening a new national emergency in order to enact his Mexico tariffs. And they're saying that Trump may declare a second national emergency to basically to get the tariffs. Well, so far, so good. And Trump is saying the tariffs on Mexican imports go into effect next week. Mexico is already threatening retaliation. Interestingly enough, though, there is a major pushback from Senate Republicans who are warning Trump that he could face a veto-proof majority to block the tariffs. Now, again, who has the authority to impose or remove a tariff? I don't think it's Congress. Now, interestingly enough, earlier today, Trump was on TV saying that he believes the president of Mexico will make a deal to avoid the tariffs. Well, that can be interpreted a lot of ways. Trump's original stance was close off your border with Guatemala so that no more can come in or the tariffs will hit. Now they're talking deal, which I'm going to go out on a limb here and say does not involve shutting down that border. Not totally, at any rate here. And yesterday, the House passed this mass amnesty bill, which will give millions of illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. The American Dream and Promise Act passed the House with a vote of 236 to 187. So now it will go to the Senate. And apparently Trump says if the Senate passes it, he may just go ahead and sign it. And if he does, that basically tells us that all his talk about closing off our border and protecting American jobs and protecting American health, it was just more lies. We are more than 2 years into Trump's administration. We get a lot of talk from the guy. He's great at making speeches. He gets up there and he fires up the crowd, and he's really good at that. What is actually been accomplished? That's the question everybody needs to be asking. Stop saying, oh, Trump is going to do this and Trump is going to do it. Don't waste my time. After it's been done, when it is a fact on the ground, when the wall gets built, when the elections are honest, when vaccines are safe, then I'm going to pay attention. Until then, he's back to just being a reality TV star. The White House reality show. And again, showing that the illegals are getting better care from the government than you are. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is buying 2.2 million diapers to help deliver economic migrants and their young children into America's worksite schools and neighborhoods. So 2.2 million diapers. Boy, I wonder where they're going to pile up the used ones. That's what I want to know here. Well, as Sebastian was telling us, it looks like the anti-immigration parties are victorious or certainly ascendant in the Denmark elections here. And the fact of the matter is, looking at the recent EU elections, and you're not seeing this being commented on by the corporate media, there is a nationalist revolution sweeping Europe. And that's because the European nations have been looking around at their liberal governments and seeing what's happening to their countries with the influx of migrants, the decline in the standard of living. And so the nationalist revolution is taking off because liberalism really has nothing to offer that they want. And the globalists are out there in force. Hillary Clinton called them the deplorables. Barack Obama called them losers who cling to their Bibles. Jean-Claude Juncker says these populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, in love with their own countries. When I was a kid, love of one's country was considered a good thing. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and poor Baltimore, or at least the people who live there. They're having to deal with so much. They're having to deal with that malware that has paralyzed their city computer systems for going on 3 weeks now, I think it is. And, of course, they have huge gun violence problem. And apparently last weekend they had 11 injured, 2 dead. And so Mayor Jack Young has proposed a public fight club. And he basically wants to set up these public boxing rings so that when people have a beef with each other, instead of shooting at each other, they just box it out. And, you know, winner take all. Well, I think it's a little bit out there, and I'll tell you why. Because the loser of the fight in the boxing ring is then motivated to go out and shoot the winner. So, but he's out there saying that, you know, the best man wins and the argument should be over. Maybe it'll work. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure at all. Until the social pressures, the economic pressures are taken off the population, there's going to be conflict. And so we have all these people out there trying to deal with the symptoms because they can't fix the causes. Okay, so getting on down to Broward County, Scott Peterson has been arrested This is the guy who refused to go into the school building in Parkland, Florida in February of last year. And they're arresting him, multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. And apparently the charges carry a combined maximum prison sentence of nearly 97 years. And it sounds really good because a lot of people were very angry with this guy for not going on in and doing his job. But there is a fly in the ointment on this one. They may get him on the perjury, but there's a legal precedent regarding the others. Courts have ruled on numerous occasions that the police are actually under no legal obligation to intervene into a violent crime. And it's been ruled time and time again in many courts all across the country. And all Peterson's lawyers have to do is say, these are the precedents. The courts have said he was not obligated to walk on in to this dangerous situation. Now, we wish it was otherwise, obviously. We believe that's what we pay the police to do. But I think, Scott, I think they'll nail him on the perjury charges and he'll get off on the others, on those other earlier precedents. Or maybe they're going to set a new precedent, and that would be a good thing. All right, let's take a phone call from Marjorie in California. Aloha, Marjorie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to let the people know, your audience know, that in the last few days, Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders went on Spanish-speaking stations, and they said they were for the open borders, encouraging more people to come in, and they talk against Trump, and Bernie Sanders says he's treasonous, and they were putting, Kamala Harris also put Trump down, that she thought he was bad as far as not trying to close the borders. So I just want to let you know that they're trying to influence the people who are not educated. They listen to the Spanish stations. So now for them to think that Trump is bad. So if they come over across the border, you know they're going to hate Trump.
Yeah, that's the Democrats' plan.
Yeah. Well, they're influencing the Spanish-speaking people and encouraging them to come, for more of them to come across, because they're for open borders.
Oh, boy. I'm a little disappointed in Bernie Sanders about that one. I'm not surprised about Kamala Harris with that one. But, again, everybody is just out for their own immediate game. And it seems like nobody is really thinking about the long-term consequences of any of this stuff. Maybe it's because they all know the party is about to come to an end. And so why think about 10 years into the future? Because this country won't be here 10 years into the future, which I think there's a very good possibility that will be the case.
Yes, it'll be quite different.
Well, we're going to be in the process of
than what we know.
Yeah, we're going to be in the process of trying to form a new country and, like the Russian republics, kick out the oligarchs and turn the purpose of the government back to taking care of the people in the country, not the bankers and certainly not any foreign power.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to let you know. That's
all right, well,
a horrible
thank
thing
you, Marjorie. I would love to see a video of that. We're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the world of computers here. And Apple just had their developers conference in which they unveiled a whole new line of products. The top end, of course, was the new Mac Pro, which is a $6,000 machine. And basically the monitor for it is $5,000. And people are already making fun of the case design on the computer itself because it looks like a giant cheese grater. And people were stunned because the stand that holds the monitor, just the stand on your desk holding that $5,000 monitor up, goes for $1,000. And I think Apple has really lost touch with the current U.S. economy because people just aren't going to go for that. And maybe they're aiming this solely at the corporate market. But $1,000 for a monitor stand? I mean, talk about arrogance. Anyway, Apple CEO Tim Cook is out there denying his company is a monopoly following revelations that a Federal Trade Commission investigation was in the works into his company and others, which critics say have too much power. And they do have a lot of power. The problem is they abused it. So in an interview with CBS, Cook said Apple did not control a majority in any market, and that while he welcomes scrutiny, he disagrees with the suggestion that he should split up parts of the business. And, of course, all of those companies took a major stock hit when that news came on out. And adding to their troubles, apps developers are now suing Apple, alleging anti-competitive behavior. So two app developers, Donald Cameron and Pure Sweat Basketball, filed a lawsuit against Apple in California federal court, alleging that Apple engages in anti-competitive practices. The plaintiffs claim that limiting the purchase and download of apps to just the App Store stifles developers. And, well, there's a reason why Apple does that, and that's so that bogus versions of the apps with malware don't pop up on other websites. Now, the App Store demands 30% commissions on all app purchases, plus a $99 yearly fee from the developers just to qualify for on-platform software sales. Apple also artificially regulates minimum and maximum price points for the apps, according to the lawsuit. Now, a little bit of good news. Apple is about ready to release iOS 13 for the iPhone and the iPad. And on the iPhone, they have finally caught up with the bane of robocalls. And so there's going to be an option called Silence Unknown Callers. And if it's turned on, iOS will use Siri intelligence to allow calls to ring your phone from numbers in contacts, mail, and messages. All other calls are automatically sent to voicemail. So, yeah, that would be a really, really good thing. Okay, let's take a phone call here. Oh, he dropped. All right, be that way. See if I care. Over the weekend, as you probably are already aware, there was a major internet outage focused a lot on Google, Google Cloud, Gmail, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, portions of Amazon. Now, Google owns the Nest brand, which is key to home smart home functionality. During the outage, people were literally locked out of their own homes, and many were unable to control home appliances such as air conditioners or lights. Now, it turns out the smart home is a dumb idea, because apparently what is going on is when you use your device to access smart appliances, smart locks, and whatever, it has to go on out to the cloud and then come on back. Now, the only reason that I can think they're doing that is it's another form of surveillance. You know, oh, Michael just got home. Claire's cooking dinner. And I don't understand why smart homes have to have their data outside the home. So I would never have one of those anyway. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. I'll walk over to the switch and turn it on if I need a light here. Facebook's lawyers are saying users have no expectation of privacy. They're getting ready to basically fend off some major lawsuits regarding the acquisition and misuse of Facebook users' data. And in this day and age, of course, you've got to be very careful what you put on out there. You shouldn't put any personal information out there. It makes you a target. Now, Todd Hazelton is out with a story saying that Google actually parses Gmail for financial transactions. Basically, for your online purchasing history from third-party outside vendors, and apparently they've been doing it since 2012. And Google has been saving years of information on the purchases in order. Well, Google says it doesn't use this information to sell you ads. Well, then why are they keeping it? Just insane here. As one of our callers mentioned earlier in the show, YouTube has gone on a massive purge of thousands of videos and channels for advocating what they describe as bigoted ideologies, or claim Jews secretly control the world, videos that deny well-documented violent events like the Holocaust took place, videos that say women are intellectually inferior to men and therefore should be denied certain rights, or suggest the white race is superior to another race. And apparently multiple channels, not just the videos, but the channels were deleted. Now, I just checked, and I guess I passed muster because my channel is still up. All right, Amazon has applied for a new patent, and it signals a change in the way their Alexa operates. Now, right now, you have to say, "Hey, Alexa." That's the wake-up phrase. And at that point, Alexa starts recording what you say and sends it off to Amazon servers so that voice recognition can determine what it is you're talking about. And then it sends information back to Alexa to respond to what you said. So far, so good. The new patent is so that you can talk to Alexa and use her name at the end. Like, you know, what time is the movie starting, Alexa? But that means that Alexa is listening and transmitting information all the time. Now, I do have Siri, and I do have it turned on because the electronics in our car require it, and I don't feel like turning it off and turning it on every time I go for a drive. But if I'm doing something like with Claire or whatever, I put the iPhone and the watch in another room here. Okay, Secretary of State and former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, who once admitted that the CIA lies, cheats, and steals, is now out there saying that intelligence agencies occasionally make mistakes, but they should still be trusted and taken at their word. Too late, Mike. We all remember the Bay of Pigs. So, in the interview, Pompeo claims that U.S. intelligence agencies are correct in considering Huawei a national security threat. And that is a claim that has stood at odds with some of Washington's European allies. And Pompeo said, there's no doubt intelligence community gets things wrong, but the overall body of work is excellent and has to be relied upon and trusted. Well, this has nothing to do with a national security threat. The NSA has bored so many back doors in all of our appliances, it's wide open. We don't need to worry about Huawei coming in. What this is about is market share. Huawei is just banging on ahead with 5G technology. They did sign that huge contract for Russia. That is a major, major market. And the American companies can't keep up. They rested on their 4G laurels for a long time and figured, yeah, well, you know, when 5G comes along, you know, we'll put out a bunch of stories about how 5G is going to melt your brain, it's going to make you sterile, and you know, we'll keep the American people happy on their 4G cell phones. Well, the real world is catching up with them, and now they're in a panic because Huawei has a better product at a lower price, the recipe for success. And the U.S. can't change that, so they're going to arm twist these other countries. Don't use Huawei, use our companies. Just like they're trying to arm twist other countries not to buy Russian or Chinese weapons, but to buy from American arms developers. It's kind of a very thuggish, almost mafia-esque way of conducting business. Now, yesterday we reported on the fact that the FBI has amassed a collection of 640 million photos to be used for a massive facial recognition system, so that when they get a photo of a suspect, they'll run it through the system and the identity of the miscreant will pop on out. Well, there are some U.S. lawmakers who are saying there needs to be a nationwide moratorium on facial recognition technology. And they're pointing out the same problem I am, the high failure rate, the high false positives. mass wrongful arrest privacy violations. So speaking before a House Oversight and Reform Committee Government Accountability Office representative, Greta Goodwin, revealed that the FBI had access to these photos, including 36 million mugshot photos, 21 state driver's license directories. And apparently the lawmakers hadn't been paying attention. It took them entirely by surprise. So hopefully they'll try and do something about it, because this technology should not be deployed. Well, being a private person, I don't think it should be deployed at all. But it certainly should not be deployed when it's still not robust, when it still makes mistakes. Okay. Poor Boeing. If it's not one thing, it's another. And apparently the FAA is now saying that the 787 may have problems with its braking and steering functions on landing. And Boeing has been handed an airworthiness directive by regulators who have identified serious safety flaws in these jets. According to the FAA, the tires and wheels of the recently launched 787-9 and 787-8 could be susceptible to damage, which could result in a loss of braking on one main landing gear truck. That would spin the plane around. Student pilots call that a ground loop. They could lose nose wheel steering and loss of direction control on the ground when below rudder effectiveness speed. I think the stockholders need to take a very good look at Boeing's senior management, because I understand the desire for profitability and value engineering, but you're talking about passenger jets, which are very expensive items to begin with, and you're talking about people's lives. Over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Ebola outbreak has reached 2,000 cases, and the rate of infection is accelerating rapidly. It is now considered the second worst outbreak of the disease in history, and of course, efforts to get it under control and deal with it are complicated by these attacks by rebel groups. And of course, we have people from Congo coming across our southern border. And another little warning, another little warning about getting a second opinion. Over in Kadiyam Medical College, there was a woman in Kerala, and she's been undergoing chemotherapy and radiation after tests conducted at a Dianova Laboratories wrongly diagnosed her of having cancer. I went through that one myself when I was in the hospital some year back. Their first diagnosis was I had cancer. Turned out not to be true. But the damage is already done. She's lost all of her hair. She suffered the devastating effects of the chemotherapy. If I were a doctor, and Mom always wanted me to be one, if I get back a diagnosis that says cancer, I'm going to send it in and say, I want a second test. Remember, the third leading cause of death in this country is medical mistakes, according to Johns Hopkins. Now, you'll never hear that on corporate media, because you're supposed to believe the doctors are good. You're supposed to believe the treatments are safe. Over in Oakland, California, they have become the second city to decriminalize magic mushrooms. Now, that's the good news. California now wants to be the first state to mandate vaccines for adults, with criminal penalties for those who refuse. Talk about living in a dictatorship. Oh, boy. Now, not too long ago, there was a mining dam collapse down in Brazil, in Brumadinho. And here we are just 4 months later, and another community in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais is looking at the same problem. There's this huge dam filled with mining waste, and it looks like it's collapsing. And they're just watching what's going on. And mining company Vale, which owns the complex, warned last week the embankment could collapse at any time. So, too many shortcuts here. Alrighty, we're coming up here on our last commercial break for today's show. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And it is snowing in Queensland, Australia, which is typically a subtropical environment. And apparently Australia's Bureau of Meteorology told BBC News the snow is a rare sight. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Okay, Joe Biden is out there, and he's pushing controlling the climate. He's got a climate plan. It's going to cost $1.7 trillion. And Biden says there's no greater challenge facing our country and our world. And he's going to pay for it all by reversing Trump's tax cuts. Okay, we've got one last caller on the line. James in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, there's been two Canadians, at least, that have been detained in China.
Yes.
Regarding this Huawei thing. And according to my sources here, who are Chinese, it's been reported in the Chinese newspapers that they're being tortured. And I wondered if you heard anything about that.
I heard absolutely nothing about that. And it would be a very stupid thing for China to be doing. I think it's probably more fake news.
It's reported in the Chinese papers, not in the English papers.
Okay. And how do you know? Do you read Chinese?
Yeah, I read Chinese, but I've heard it from two independent sources, and I checked today, and I will go look for the articles myself in the next while.
Okay, well, confirmation would be nice, but it would be a very, very stupid thing for China to be doing right now.
Okay, well, anyway, I thought I'd let you have that, and thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you very much. And we're going to let you go. Now, the United States Navy has developed this electromagnetic rail gun, and they've had some tests where they fired a projectile that exceeds Mach 6. And all of a sudden, scientists are saying, you know, that is powerful enough to lift cargo off of the moon into orbit around the moon for bringing back to Earth. That's assuming that we find something on the moon that is worth all that trouble in the first place. But the trick is going to be able to build a container able to survive the impulse of the railgun with an onboard rocket to circularize the trajectory into an orbit. Otherwise, the projectile will just come back down and hit someplace else on the moon. That was the one part they could never get to work with the HARP gun, the High Altitude Research Project guns. Let's see. They've had a major breakthrough on batteries. This is coming from Germany. And as you know, for an electric car, that battery is the most expensive component. So this development will supposedly allow a greater energy density and a lower cost. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of there and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please talk to your friends and tell them about Republic Broadcasting. Tell them about whatreallyhappened.com. We need to start an outreach program to bring in a much larger audience and just try and spread the truth out through our society. So thanks again to everybody who's donated. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.